In this session, I'll be talking about the role that sincere gratitude plays in helping us to remember what nonviolent communication is intended to serve, and to help us to maintain the energy that it takes to stay compassionate in a world that often makes that quite challenging. In an earlier session, I described the spirituality that nonviolent communication was designed to serve. This process, nonviolent communication, has great power to enrich our lives when it is our intention to create the connections necessary for compassionate giving to take place. It's a great tool to support our being conscious of what's alive in others, and to hear what's alive in others in a way that makes giving enjoyable. It's a process that helps us to share that information with others, how to be honest and share what's alive in us in a way that enables others to enjoy compassionately giving to us. A very important component in keeping this consciousness alive in us is the process of expressing gratitude to one another in a way that can be trusted, that it is a celebration of life and not a form of communication that's designed to manipulate us to do things that others want. To clarify this, I'd like to make the difference between sincere gratitude and praise and compliments very clear. Praise and compliments are given for the purpose of rewarding. Parents, teachers, managers in industry that I have worked with have told me that they have been in programs that have taught them that if you praise and compliment people daily, they work harder. So parents use praise and compliments to reward their children to do things around the house that they want them to do. Teachers have been educated to use praise and compliments to get students to work harder. Managers in industry tell me that they have been through similar programs. I point out to all of these groups that if they look at the research that is based on people using praise and compliments as rewards, they'll see that it isn't even that effective when used as a reward. It's only effective for a short time until the people see that the praise and the compliments are really not sincere expressions of gratitude, but they are an attempt to manipulate them to behave in ways that others want them to behave. And research shows that when people see that, they sense that the praise and compliments are given out of that energy, they lose their desire to work harder and to contribute to what the authorities want them to do. So from the very beginning, I'd like to make it clear that the way of expressing gratitude that we'll be talking about in this session, the intent is to celebrate life, not to reward people for doing what we want them to do. And by celebrating life, I mean that we let people know how our needs have been fulfilled and how our life has been enriched by something they have done. And that our only intention is to celebrate that and not in any way to put them under pressure to continue doing that which we would like them to do. So the difference between nonviolent communication and other forms of communication that involve giving praise and compliments is the way in which the gratitude is expressed. In nonviolent communication, gratitude is expressed by saying three things that allow the other person to see how their actions have enriched our lives. Those three things are: we tell them what they have done that has enriched our life, and we express how it has by letting them know the need of ours that was fulfilled by the action and how we feel as a result of that need being fulfilled. Now, we have talked about this in many other sessions, how to express clear observations, feelings, and needs. However, in most of the other sessions, we have been seeing how to do that as part of our honesty when people have done something that we do not like, that's not in harmony with our well-being. When we express gratitude, we use the same ingredients of clear observations, expressions of feelings, and needs, but now we're talking about actions that have contributed to our well-being and needs that have been fulfilled and the pleasureful feelings that follow these needs having been fulfilled. So, the form that is used in nonviolent communication is clear observation, feelings, needs. It's not in the form of compliments which judge people as, that was a good thing that you did. You're a kind person. You are very attractive. Instead, we translate any compliments and rewards into a language of life that tells what was done and how life was enriched by it. And the motive is always important to keep clear. We're expressing this not to reward, not to manipulate people into doing what we want them to do. We are expressing the gratitude solely to celebrate life.